Yeah, it's good to get back out again. I mean, I've been to more restaurants this week than I've been to in the last 2 years.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line with leading personalities in the food world, multi-time James Beard Award winner, restaurateur, and star of the iconic and Emmy Award-winning show Top Chef on Bravo, the one and only Chef Tom Colicchio. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, it's great to have you. And all those accolades in the intro, excited to be able to add Chicago resident, even if it's just for a few days, to have you in town at one of our favorite local spots, Cooper's Hawk and Esquire.
Yes. Yeah, I got in town a little while ago, a couple days back, and been prepping the menu and going through family and friends. And so, yeah, we did a menu. I did a menu for Esquire that is, it's about six dishes, and, you know, for the opening, and it'll be available for the next 2 months.
Yeah, it's called the Visiting Chef Series, and it's a it's a great opportunity to have fans of your food, and of course just food in general, to be able to experience and enjoy your dishes in the city. So there's like six or seven, like you mentioned, dishes on the menu. So many you could have chosen. Why did you choose the ones in the team photo, and if there's a couple that you think people should start with?
Yeah, well, these are dishes that you know, I've done in the past. They're kind of like, yeah, I guess what I consider my signatures. And so I thought that would be a good thing to do. And obviously, with an eye towards the season, and there's a lot to choose from. If you like fish and lighter fish dishes, the hamachi is a great way to go. It's a real fatty fish, and that's served with rhubarb, which is, you know, in season right now. It's pickled, so it gives it a hit of acid, some olive oil, a little citrus vinaigrette, and some garlic shoots. And so that's a nice starter. One dish that's kind of one of my favorites, that I've been doing this dish for about 30 years. And it's a sea urchin and crab, you know, like a ragu. We call it a fondue. It's cooked in, like, just warmed up in a butter sauce. And it's served over very rich pureed potato. So, but the dish is kind of, it's very different. And I think most people, when they try it, they absolutely love it.
It's so good. It's so good, Chef. I got to tell. And of course, the people will have links up at WGNradio.com. But that is one that you do not want to miss. Get that whenever you show up.
Yeah, it's a great one. And then there's a monkfish dish that's wrapped in pancetta, served over kind of braised red cabbage with a truffle vinaigrette. And then there's a roast lobster that's a spice mix that we basted it with, and then served with a lobster sauce and some fava beans and black trumpet mushrooms. And then there's a lamb dish that's stuffed with Swiss chard, served over barlotti beans with lemon and garlic confit.
And we ended up trying the Rohan duck. It's a really cool selection.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. The Rohan duck, crispy duck breast, confit of duck leg. It's kind of our take on duck l'orange. It's served with a roasted orange puree, kumquat chutney, and then a licorice root sauce.
It's so good. So many Tom Colicchio dishes you are not going to want to miss over there at Esquire. They're all being paired with those great Cooper's Hawk wines. So the fact that you're in Chicago means you're traveling more, getting out, seeing friends and fans, places around the country. As things kind of open up this summer, you and I have been out at the Aspen Classic a number of times over the years. Are there things that you're looking forward to as things open up, where you can get out, see fans, maybe festivals or demos, maybe scouting new restaurant locations? Where are you going
to be? That's part of the reason one of the reasons I agreed to do this is because I just, I haven't really been traveling for the last 2 years. And so it's an opportunity to get out of, get out of New York and get to another city. But yeah, we just went out, last couple of nights, and going out to dinner every night and had some really great meals. I was the Royster last night.
Nice.
And Grant was there. It was good to see him. And night before, I was at the Loyalist. That was also a really nice meal, great meal. I went to visit my buddy Joe Flam and his restaurant, Mary Rose. That was really great.
Nice.
And also got the Girl and the Ghost. So I made the rounds. I got to Spock and Napoli Pizzeria yesterday. That was really great. It's good to get back out again. I mean, I've been to more restaurants this week than I've been to in the last 2 years. So
it's great.
It's good to get back out.
And some great Top Chef alumni here, of course, represented in Chicago as well. I wanted to ask, too, is another sign, that hopefully things are back on the right track for 2022 is, the restaurant community is always not only just, giving people what they want on the food side, but also supporting great causes locally, nationally, globally, that kind of thing. We just had an event here that raised, I think, $500,000 for World Central Kitchen and Jose Andres' efforts in Ukraine. You've always been a big part of a lot of those causes. So kind of talk about that over the last couple of years, where outside of, the restaurant community just trying to survive, right, as an industry, you're kind of kept out of all of those important kind of social roles that you guys play.
Yeah, but we've still been doing that. I mean, I got very involved in the co-founder got very involved in Independent Restaurant Coalition. There was a group of us that were out to try to get the government to respond to, you know, the needs of restaurants during the pandemic. And we were, you know, pretty successful in doing that. But, you know, we're still getting involved as much as we can. We've done still do a lot of fundraising. We were doing it on via Zoom classes and things like that. But, you know, our industry is, we're resourceful, and there's always ways that we can find out to what ways to support people.
Yeah, one of the great things that you've done, not only on for the disaster relief and some of the causes and things like that, but also the culinary diplomacy. I would love to see. I love that Barack Obama's administration with the State Department, that culinary diplomacy program. I just thought that was such a cool way. I mean, as many differences as people have around the world, food is one kind of common touchstone, and I thought it was great.
Yeah, I agree. That was a great program, and it was a good way for chefs to get out there in the world and see what's going on and help with diplomacy. So absolutely great program. I wish they picked that back up again and get it going.
You know, as an acclaimed restaurateur, you know, food advocate, champion for causes, but so many fans around the world have gotten to know you and appreciate you through Top Chef. Now you've got all the fan support, Emmy awards, things to show for the success of the program, but still the longevity is amazing. It's really one of the iconic cornerstones of food television. Are you surprised, number one, how much support the show has had and maintained over these years? It's nearly 20 now at this point. And then also how many really amazing culinary careers that show has launched?
Well, I mean, yes, we definitely helped launch those careers, but the chefs were talented. And I think that's the reason why so many of our chefs who are on Top Chef go out and really make their mark, because we're casting real chefs that are really talented. And that's what we're most proud of, is that, you know, out of any other culinary or any other reality competition show, I would say we've had more of our chefs go out there and really make a mark in our industry than any other show out there. So yeah, we're really proud of that. And yeah, it's been, you know, we'll start shooting our 20th season in August. Can't say where we're shooting, but it's going to be really special. And our current season that we shot in Houston is airing now. And I'm sure there's a whole, you know, a handful of chefs that we have in our current season that are also going to go out and make a great mark in the culinary world. There's a lot of talent.
It's amazing how everybody stays connected. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that. Of course, you can see Tom Colicchio on Bravo for Top Chef. And of course, you can experience him. You can taste his food until May 21st at Esquire for that visiting chef's menu. And so last thing, Tom, to let the listeners know, we're talking with the one and only Tom Colicchio. Is there either, you know, a website, social media where people can keep up with maybe appearances, maybe some of the extra projects, podcasts, and all the things going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you go to the Crafted Hospitality website, there's information out there. I do have a podcast on iHeartRadio called Citizen Chef. Yep. We have two seasons under our belt, and I'm not sure when we're starting a third. I'm kind of working on a cookbook. Not sure when it's being published, but working on it. I've owed my publisher a book for about 10 years now, and so I finally figured out, you know, during the last 2 years, during the pandemic, I've, you know, spent a lot of time taking stock into what's important to me. And so I'm exploring a book that will, kind of, you know, answer some of those questions, not what so much, you know, I do as a chef, but why I do it.
Well, there's a lot of motivations out there, and certainly the career and the entertainment side is some of the ones that the people and fans appreciate most. But of course, behind the scenes on the advocacy side and all the things that you're doing are so, so important. So can't thank you enough for all the things that you're doing in the food world, certainly for visiting us here in Chicago, and of course, for jumping on the show today.
Of course. Thank you.